we had a nice office space up in the Romead building, and when that building got vacated and torn down, we had to hunt around town for something. So we have office space now in a Dr. Sprague's building, and it's the door right before the door to the dentist office. And you'll see a little doorbell that says wave, and you press on that, and the office is up above, and someone, our wonderful coordinator, Wendy Einerson, will come down and let you in.
Yeah. Her office hours are, she keeps her 1 to 3, Monday through Friday.
And you also have a new system for the phone answering.
Yeah, we've been struggling with the best way to get our 24-hour crisis line manned. And what we have gone to now is a professional answering service. And they cover it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then they have a list of advocates. So when they get a call, if someone needs to talk to an advocate immediately, then they put them on hold and they get a hold of one of us as soon as they can and patch us together on the phone. It's been a few weeks. We've had several calls. It seems to be working really, really well.
In the past, it's just been people involved helping out and volunteering their time, basically manning the phone themselves.
For a long time, people carried a cell phone, and you had to make sure you always stayed in range when you were on call. And it got pretty tiresome after a lot of years of doing it that way. And then more recently, we tried having our phone be picked up by Wish in Ketchikan by their 24-hour person. And then they would try to get a hold of somebody here if something needed to happen face-to-face. And we found that very confusing for the people that were making the calls, that they didn't realize that they were talking to Ketchikan, and sometimes they were...
Ketchikan didn't always realize they were talking to somebody from Petersburg.
Yeah, so we did not find that it was good enough for getting people the help that they needed, and this new system seems to be working out really well. They can also give people our office number, or they can take a message and say, you know, someone will get back to you within 24 hours.
The phone number hasn't changed. That's the same?
Correct.
It's the same, and that's 518-0555.
Okay.
And then the office phone is a different number. It's 650-7123, and that also has a message machine on it that gets checked every day.
I imagine that kind of thing costs money, though, for the organization.
It does, and we were really lucky. And Wendy put together a grant application to the Petersburg Community Foundation for this specific need, and that came through. And so as of May, we were able to start using this new system. It was something we'd been wanting to try out for a while, so that's been great.
Yeah, funding is a tricky issue for us. We don't get any state funding for our little program here, and almost all our funding is donations or grants. We got some money from the city 2 years ago, but we don't get that every year. And so it's really local people digging to their pockets that give us the budget we need.
And are you doing a fundraising drive of any sort, Carrie?
We are working on that. We're hoping this fall to have a fundraising event. We're kind of in talks on how we want to do that. We're actively pursuing grants. We're kind of looking at any possible means of securing funding and going for it.
And I imagine you're always looking for people to help out and volunteer their time as well?
Yes, for sure.
We've got a number of different areas where people can volunteer, whether it be as a safe home, advocates, helping us with publicity or fundraising, just a lot of different ways. And right now, Petersburg-Wrangell Insurance is helping us with fundraising by, on their Facebook page, anybody that gives them a
like, which is on the top right-hand corner of their page, $1 goes towards WAVE for every like that they get. So those of you on Facebook, go to Petersburg-Wrangell Insurance and like it, and we would appreciate that. And that was very generous of them to do that. They kind of did that on their own, and that's a nice thing for us.